Hello, everyone. My name is Brent Dundor. I use he, him, his pronouns. I'm a photographer, I'm an activist, and I'm also the proud producer of the They, Them Project. Prior to each interview, I stress why it's important to share the project after you see it. The They, Them Project grows and informs entirely off of people watching it and sharing it with others. Do your part by clicking the share buttons on the website, telling people about a moment from each interview that you enjoyed or learned something. You'll be surprised with how many people will comment thanking you for opening up and sharing, and it's these little conversations that make the biggest difference. They Them Project interviews non-binary individuals, offering a platform for them to be seen and heard, all while informing and educating everyone on how words and actions affect the trans plus community. Thank you for tuning in to this episode 2 of the They Them Project podcast, where I have the wonderful opportunity to speak with Aaron, who is a 13 and a half year old from the Twin Cities who uses they, them pronouns. I do want to add that this interview is extra special because I had the opportunity to also speak with Aaron's mother, Deb. In that portion of the interview, there is a small section that I bleep out. I do so because of a request that Aaron had prior to the interview.
Hello, my name is Aaron. Hey. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay.
Thank you for being here, Aaron.
All right. I'm glad to be here.
Aaron, would there ever be a time that you would be upset if someone asked what pronouns you use?
Heck no, okay? That question needs to be asked more often. I have never heard anyone say it in my entire life to me, but I would really, really like that question to be answered, like, to be asked more often, because, like, people just go off and assume people's, like, preferred pronouns. Like, people think that I prefer she, her, but I actually prefer they, them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. What pronouns do you use or accept?
They, them. I don't take she, her. He, him's okay, I guess. That doesn't really fit me very well, so I use they, them pronouns.
Are there times when you would prefer he, him over they, them?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you say that you do accept he, him?
Yeah, I do accept he, him, but they, them, I accept fully.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Tell me a little more about that.
He, him pronouns, I don't feel as though they, like, fit me very well. They don't portray who I am as well as they, them pronouns do. Because I feel as though I'm more of a gender-neutral person rather than a more male person.
Okay.
Yes.
How long have you used they, them pronouns?
I've used them for about 4 months now.
It seems like you're very comfortable with they, them pronouns, but that's a small amount of time, so why do you think that is? Have you done a lot of reading about this?
Yes, I've done a lot of reading. I started reading into LGBTQ stuff like a few years ago in like sixth grade, when I realized that I wasn't straight, I wasn't cis, I was more of a, like, I was more of a bisexual person. And I didn't realize, I didn't think that my gender would be a big deal to me, but it is actually right now a really big deal to me, because I realize she, her pronouns don't really fit me very well.
Okay.
Whenever someone refers to me using my real name and she, her pronouns with it, it doesn't feel right. It feels like there's something missing in that sentence, and that's the they, them pronouns that I've been wanting to use for a while, and I am using them right now.
Yes. You spoke about your sexuality briefly, mm-hmm. and you're also talking about your gender. Can
yes.
you tell me the difference between those things?
Okay, gender is more of like how I feel on the inside with like pronouns, and like sexuality is what I'm attracted to, is like the kind of person that I'm attracted to, the kind of gender that I'm attracted to, and yes, those topics are both very, very different, I think. So, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your journey to starting to use they, them pronouns? Maybe talk about when you were younger.
Yes.
And when you started to question it.
Okay, so in sixth grade is really where it all began. I discovered through one of my favorite artists, she was talking about like LGBTQ stuff, and I decided to look into that a bit more because I had no clue what it was, and I'm a very curious person when it comes to that kind of stuff. So I looked into it, and I discovered about sexuality, and then I discovered about gender. Like a year or so, I found out that she, her pronouns didn't really feel right when people were referring to me with them. I felt like there was a, like something missing, like it's a puzzle and there's a piece that's missing in it. And I was experimenting with different sentences with my name in it, like, Aaron, they went to the store, they did this, and or she did this, he did this. He, him, and she, her didn't work really, really well, but they, them did in the end. So that's the pronouns that I use right now.
Yeah, you definitely have a very clear idea of what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give specific examples of times where someone might gender you correctly or incorrectly, so that other people can understand what that means to you?
Yep. Sometimes at school, like, my friends know that I'm not a cis female. Other people around me don't know that at all, but really my friends do. And sometimes, like, they, whenever putting my name and pronouns in a sentence, they sometimes stop themselves and correct themselves because I've told them over and over, you should use they, them pronouns when referring to me because I feel as though I'm a non-binary person, so please use those pronouns. And when people don't do that, I correct them. And then eventually they learn that they, them pronouns are what I use, and then they'll do that.
Can you tell me examples of when people might have a hard time with that and the way that makes you feel?
Yeah, like, a couple times my parents have actually, like, said stuff to, like, kind of question my reasoning behind my gender, and they don't use they, them pronouns very often. But when they do, like, I feel grateful. Like, sometimes my mom says, like, oh, they, them pronouns isn't really, like, using they, them pronouns isn't proper English. And I don't understand that very much. But sometimes she does use they, them pronouns when referring to me, and I would like that more, like, that to happen more often.
What can other people do to make the world a better place for trans and non-binary individuals?
I think that we should add transgender and non-binary bathrooms to different schools, because it's just, like, if you see a girl's bathroom and a boy's bathroom, and if you're a trans man and you want to go to a male bathroom and people know that you are biologically female, they might make fun of you for that, and, like, you need a safe place to go to the bathroom sometimes. And I notice at school sometimes they use gender-based, like, practices as well. Like, my gym teacher sometimes does, like, girls in this line, boys in that line. And sometimes I just go with the girls line because it's really complicated and I don't want to get into a fight with one of my teachers because this is a very, very sensitive topic to some people. And I just feel kind of hurt on the inside because people don't include people like me in these, like, lessons, and it's just kind of, it is really rude. I think they should understand that there are people outside of the binary in their schools.
Do you think there will be a time when that will be different?
Definitely, yes. The human race is evolving constantly, and their understanding of gender is continuing to evolve over and over and over again. And I see that there are some changes in my school as well. Like, people, the kids at my school, they accept people no matter who they are. Like, every person that I've talked to, like, they accept me. They accept me for who I am. The teachers accept me for who I am. Principal does too. So.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I've heard of instances where it's the opposite, so that's
yeah.
Really great. In what ways can people validate your gender?
Like, people, if I've told them that I am a they, them person, they will usually respect me on that. Sometimes they'll just forget. Like, I have a couple forgetful friends, and then whenever they use those pronouns, I kind of just say, rephrase that sentence. And then they remember immediately, ah, yes, Aaron, they, blah, 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 blah. So that happens sometimes.
What are ways that people can better remember that?
It's more, I think I should, like, remind them more often. Like,
well, one of the questions that I usually ask is, do you think that that's your responsibility or the other person?
The other person's responsibility, definitely. Because, like, you should remember these things.
Well, I'll ask the question literally.
Okay.
How much responsibility do you think should be put on others to ask your pronouns or for you to tell others?
So
that's kind of a different question.
Yes. It can be either way. Like, people should ask what my pronouns are before they assume them. And I can tell them, these are my pronouns. Use those pronouns, please.
Your name, Aaron. Have you always gone by Aaron?
No.
Okay.
I've not gone by that. The first, let me see, 10, 11 years of my life, or maybe even 12 years of my life, I used my birth name because I didn't know of any other name to use other than that. And I always felt like it was just kind of not my name. I discovered that it was really not my name as I discovered all the other gender-related things. And I don't feel comfortable with my real name sometimes. Aaron seems to be more of a, I resonate with that name. That name, I feel like it's my name and that, my real name isn't really, it just feels detached from me.
Here's what's really unique is that you are in the discovery of all of this. And again, it seems like you fully understand every part of it.
Yes, I understand. I've done a lot of research on this.
So that's why I think it's really special for me to ask you these questions and for people to learn about that, because it's not something, it's something that you're learning about yourself still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever considered a different name?
No.
So Aaron is it?
Yes, Aaron is it. Yes.
And I'm going to ask you this question that we talked about before. Do you feel race plays into gender identity and acceptance of someone's gender?
Let me think about this a little bit. I think people see race as something that should be, white people are different than black people, but I don't really think that's true because we're all one race. As you said before in an email that you sent me, everyone is one race, and the color of your skin doesn't really matter in anything. So I believe that if, for example, a person of color that was trans said to me, I'm trans, we use these pronouns, I would accept them entirely because I know how it feels to not be accepted.
If you were someone who was a person of color, and you felt the exact same way about your gender, do you think that it would be any different?
It really depends on the person that I'm telling, because there are some really racist people out there. There are some really transphobic people out there. There are some people that think that gender is, there are only two genders, man and woman. And I would really have to trust someone before I can tell them, just as I have to trust people before telling them about my gender or my sexuality.
With the current conversation of transgender people and bathrooms, do you have anything to say or a specific example of something you've experienced personally that can make other people think about that issue?
I think trans people should be able to go into the bathroom that they prefer because, feeling like society has, shut you out of your own rights. As a trans person, you should be able to go into, bathrooms for your specific gender and not have other people tell you what to do, because having other people tell you what to do basically lets them control your life, and having people control your life is very, very sad. So you should be able to go into whatever bathroom you want.
How important is your gender to you? If you had to list 10 things in your life that were the most important to you, where would your gender fit in?
It would fit in at the top three. My sexuality, my gender would be the top two, because if I were to remove them from my life and go back to being a cis questioning female and not being sure of myself and being confused, I would really hate that. And same with my sexuality as well. If I were to go back being a straight person or being a person that I was really questioning and being really confused, that would eventually drive me crazy and I would have to put that back into my life.
What advice do you have for someone who might be having a hard time understanding their gender?
If someone's having trouble understanding their gender, I would just try and look up a lot of labels and words and sift through them and see which one corresponds to your gender, or just pick out a pair of pronouns or something, or just explore, look up stuff on the internet, play around with things, experiment. That's literally exactly what I did.
What advice would you give to someone who might be having a hard time remembering or understanding your pronouns, your gender?
I would just keep telling them, these are my pronouns, use them. These are my pronouns, use them, and eventually it'll work. Because if you tell someone something over and over and over, they'll eventually remember it.
What message or advice might you have for other youth who might be questioning the gender identity?
Be yourself. That is the most vague thing, but really important thing I can say. Just be who you want to be, experiment, have fun, be yourself.
That's pretty good advice.
Yes.
What advice would you have for parents who have children who are questioning their gender identity?
Accept your kids. Don't go and tell them, oh, you can't be this, you can't be that, I'm going to control your life. Just don't do that. Just let them be who they want to be. Even if you're kind of unhappy about it on the inside, they are who they are and you can't change that.
Is there anything else you would want to say to everyone listening?
Hi. Buenos dias, mi amigo. Che gusta queso. I don't know. Finger guns. Okay.
Erin, I know that you have somebody else here with you. Who's here with you?
My mom.
Do you mind if your mom comes in and I ask both of you some questions?
Yeah, sure.
So what is your mom's name?
Her name is Deb.
How comfortable are both of you with me talking about the fact that mom is here?
Comfortable, I guess.
Yeah. And are you comfortable with me asking questions that has talked about some things that are challenging sometimes, right? Are you comfortable being filmed and talking about that?
Excuse me, you said my real name.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Thank you for correcting me. First of all, I apologize for doing that.
Okay, that's all right.
And that's what I've learned. It's good to correct people, and you just did that perfectly. So thank you. The reason that I think I did that is because I was talking to your mom.
Oh.
Yeah. And I've only ever referred to your mom by your birth name. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to just stay? We can just do that. Welcome, Deb.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So tell me what you thought of the interview that just happened.
You know, it's hard for me. I'm not going to, I don't refer to them as a different name other than the name that they were given.
Yes.
At birth. But I was surprised at how articulate you were with your responses. Yeah, I was very surprised at that.
I've done research.
It's more than just research. It's comprehension and understanding.
Yes, I understand. Yeah. Content.
It's the depth and the breadth of the actual understanding of all of this stuff. It comes from a person who's more mentally mature than someone who's 13 and a half.
You were talking about phases, people mm-hmm. going through a phase or discovering themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think Erin is in all of that?
I think that part of it is still a discovery. I don't think that there are. I think that there are some definitives, but I think that it's still a discovery. And a couple of different reasons why is just social development, mental development, just their time.
Thank you very much.
Just being, you know, alive. I don't think this is something that you're dabbling in. I've never thought it was a dabbling in. I know
no,
that
I'm
there
dabbling in it.
There were some other conversations that happened where it was like, this is a phase. This is just something they're going through.
It's not a phase, Mom.
And so when people say, oh, this is a phase or this is who they are right now and how that's going to develop and change and whatever is based on however it's going to develop and change, like we all do.
You have questions for Erin.
The questions that I have for you are, how are you prepared for what society is going to be like?
I don't.
How are you preparing yourself for coexisting with people who are completely opposed to the way you are?
I have my beliefs. They have their beliefs. They're going to have to deal with my beliefs because that's who I am. Just, it's a very simple thing of letting a person be who they want to be.
I agree with you.
I'm prepared for any discrimination or ridicule.
That's my biggest concern for you as a parent. That's my biggest concern for you.
I'm very prepared because I've heard it all.
It's not about hearing it all. My biggest concern for you is the hate in the world.
The hate in the world?
Mm-hmm. because my job is to make sure that you are protected, and when I'm not here, that you're a self-sufficient person.
Yes, I will be a self-sufficient person. Are you crying?
Mm-hmm. Because that's what I worry about with you.
It's okay, is, Mom. Is it's the okay. Hate in the world. Everything is going to be okay.
I worry about the hate.
I'll fight back with love, then.
Thank you again for listening to this second episode of the They Them Project. Be sure to like They Them Project on Facebook and Instagram so that you know when the videos and podcasts are posted next.